Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
Took my hands off him and I said, young lady, I guarantee he'll live. 2 nights later, that nurse was in Caitlin's room. She said, sir, I never saw anything like this. She said, when you walked in that room, I knew that boy was going to die. She said, you prayed for that boy, and in 30 minutes, he was completely out of danger. She said, in 2 hours, he was totally stable. There was not anything. I knew he was going to live. She said, today, we took him out of ICU. He's upstairs in recovery. She said, he'll be home in another week. She said, what is it about your prayers? I said, I've learned what gives the devil legal right to us. And I've learned that when we repent, do you think Christians, if they really believed God's word, they believed if they sin, when Jesus said, if you sin, it brings forth death. You think if we believe that, you think any Christian would sin anymore? I don't think we would. But it's obvious we don't believe God's word. God made you a whole bunch of promises in his word. But since he's no respecter of persons, guess who? He treats everybody exactly the same. Every one of us. No exceptions to the rule. He has no favorites. None. None. So I walked through Cook's Medical Center and started getting babies healed. After about a week and a half into it, all of a sudden I'm back there getting a 4-year-old healed. They're supposed to die that night. And I'm telling the mother and the grandmother what they needed to do. And a guy walks in. Suit and tie on that night he had. So he says, he listened to me about a minute and he says, sir, can I see you outside? Well, I thought he was with the family. I said, sure. So I got up and walked outside. And he closed the door to ICU and he said, you can't do what you're doing in there. I said, what do you mean I can't do what I'm doing? I was talking to that mother about getting her baby healed. He said, I know. I heard you. But he said, you can't do that in this hospital. I said, and who are you? He said, I'm a chaplain. I said, a chaplain? I said, well, let's you and me go back in there and pray over that baby together and get him healed. He said, no. You go back in there and I'll send 2 armed guards to remove you from this hospital. And he said, I'll have you barred from this hospital. You'll not even be allowed to be back in to see your granddaughter. I said, you can't be serious. He said, I am very serious. And he called 2 armed guards to come remove me from the hospital. So I just turned and walked away from him. I didn't go back in there. I should have, but I didn't, because that little 4-year-old died that night. I lost him. I went back to Caitlin's room, and 2 armed guards come and said, we were supposed to remove you. I said, boys, are y'all Christians? They said, yes, sir. I said, I'm a man of God. Don't you ask anybody in this ward if I've caused any disturbance anywhere. And everybody says, no, absolutely not. I said, we don't understand why we were told to remove you. See, we were told you were creating a disturbance. I said, it's obvious you were lied to. Well, the next morning, a lady met me in the hall, said, can you come up and pray for my baby? I said, honey, I'm on the way over to another church to meet a pastor. I said, is your baby critical? She said, oh, no, no, he's not critical. He's doing pretty good. But I'd just like for you to come pray over him. I said, okay. I said, how about tomorrow? She said, that'd be fine. So the next morning, Friday morning, when I come in, I went right down the corridor, right up the elevator, right to the fourth floor, right down the room, and right into his room, where I knew exactly where the rooms were. By this time, I know where all the rooms are in Cook's Medical Center. I walked in. I've been in there about 10 minutes talking to the little boy and his mother. Another guy walks in with a suit and tie on. He said, I need to see you outside. I said, ma'am, do you know who this guy is? She said, I never saw him before in my life. I said, sir, I don't know who you are either. This mother invited me in to pray for a baby. So I said, you go outside, and when I get through in here, then I'll come out to see you. And so he left. I prayed over that boy, and we got him totally, completely healed. I walked outside, and here stands a guy with a great big armed guard with a gun on his hip. And I says, and who might you be? He said, I'm the head chaplain in this hospital. I said, and so what can I do for you? He said, I need to see you upstairs in my office. I said, for what? He said, I just want to talk to you in private. I said, okay. I said, did you? Who's this guy? He said, he's one of our guards. I said, did you have to bring him to talk to me? I said, I'm just a man of God. Why do you need an armed guard with you? He said, that's okay. I just wanted him. Oh. Well, okay. So I said, I'll go with you. So we all went upstairs and went in his office. We went in, sat down. He said, I'm just going to tell you this one time. He said, you're never to pray for another child in this hospital. I said, why? He said, because I'm telling you so. I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, oh, would you mind telling me what your God's name is? He said, he's Jehovah. I said, but is his son's name Jesus? He said, that is none of your business. I said, now I know who I'm dealing with. Now then I've known Satan has raised his ugly head in this place. Now I know who I'm dealing with. I said, sir, you have got a tiger by the tail. And you're going to want to turn me loose before I get through with you, because my king is named Jesus. And I said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in you. I said, you're going to definitely want to turn me loose before you get through with me. He said, you pray for another child in this hospital, and we will bar you from this hospital. We'll file a warrant for your arrest, and I'll have you locked away in jail. I said, you hide and watch and see what my king's going to do. I said, I want your business card. He said, why do you want my business card? I said, I want your name. I want to know who you are. I said, that guy Wednesday night, I don't even know who he was. But I said, and I want this guy's badge number, so I want to know who both of you guys are. Because I'm going to take you guys' name before the throne of God. He gave me his card. And he gave me the guy's badge number. And I walked out. He said, remember, you don't pray for another child in this hospital. I come down from the fifth floor to the second floor, start down toward ICU, and a woman meets me. She said, sir, my baby's critical. Would you pray for my baby? She said, would you come to the room? I said, no, I'm not going to come to the room. I know they got cameras all over this place, so I want you and me to stand right here in the middle of this hall, and I'm going to raise my hand and worship and praise the King and ask him to heal your baby right here. And so we did. We did. And the Lord started raising the babies up. And at the end of the second week, the second Monday, I went back to my office for the first time, and a guy called me and said, Thurman, this is Eric. He said, I was wondering if anything that you wanted me to do. He said, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a week. I said, well, Eric, I've been out of my office. I've had a trauma in my life. I said, I'm over at Cook's Medical Center with my granddaughter. He said, Cook's Medical Center? He said, if you have any problems in Cook's Medical Center, you let me know, because said the CEO of that hospital's in my Sunday school class. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said, Eric, I've had this problem. And I told him, he said, I don't believe that. I said, believe it, it happened. He said, I'm going to call Mr. Tolman right now and tell him what happened. And so he called Mr. Tolman. Mr. Tolman called Miss Sarah Saylor and said, is this happening? Is these miracles happening like I've heard? She said, yes, sir. We have never seen anything like it. Said, every baby this man prays for is getting miraculously healed. And said, we understand he was threatened by the chaplains that he cannot pray for anybody else in this hospital. He said, let me dictate to you a letter, and you take it to that man, and you tell him that if any parent in that hospital asks him to pray for that baby, he has my approval to pray for any baby in that hospital any time of the day or night he wants to pray for them. And so she brought that letter, signed by Mr. Tolman, to Caitlin's room and said, sir, can I see you outside? I said, yes, ma'am. We went outside, and she said, sir, we've never seen anything like this in Cook's Medical Center. But she said, it's wonderful to see all these miracles happen. But she said, Mr. Tolman gave me this letter to give you approval to pray for any child you want to any time. And she said, by the way, I've had a hip problem for years. I would you please mind praying for me? And I said, I'll be happy to. I said, right out here in the middle of the corridor in front of everybody. She said, you have approval. So we prayed for her. And then the next day, as I'm walking around the corner, I saw Steve, the head chaplain. I come walking around the corner, and I said, good morning, Steve. How are you doing? He said, Thurman, we had a meeting about you this morning. And I said, and? He said, we decided you are the only man we have ever met that's serious about what he does for God. I said, what a shame. But I said, I am very serious about what I do for the King. Very serious. Last time they checked, there was at least 7 miraculous miracles come out of that month beside my 2 babies. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't He awesome? We can only praise the King. I thank God for people that serve Him. Now, after the second week, I was walking down the corridor, 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, now we've already got a couple of babies healed, and I'm about the Lord's work. Remember, Jesus said, I have come to do the will of my Father. And what did He come doing? Casting out demons, healing the sick, and all those things. And He said, now then, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So what are we supposed to be doing? The same thing He did. So I'm doing it at that time. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the second week, I'm walking down about the middle of the week, I'm walking down the corridor going home. And all of a sudden, a man, about 165, 170 pounds, about 5'10", walks right up beside me. And he overtakes me. And nobody in the corridor, nowhere when I walk out there. And all of a sudden, this man walks up. And as he walked up beside me, he starts walking the same speed I am. Well, I turned to see who he was. And he was looking me right in the eye. He said, the Lord said to tell you He loves you. And it startled me. He just kept right on walking. Walked down the corner and turned left. And I thought,
we'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today. And we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.